The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening.
Lord knows they'll try.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I am not John Stadmiller, obviously. I am Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller, guest hosting this Thursday, April 5th, 2018, on the National Intel Report. I am the regular host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And so, in the spirit of National Intel, I don't know, for some reason I feel kind of fired up today. I think it's because of what's going on. There's a lot of insanity, obviously. Things are getting crazier all the time in this society, and people are just, it's what's really frustrating is seeing things that everyone should know, and watching people be fooled, hoodwinked, and bamboozled by things. Some examples, you know, seeing things that everyone should be aware of and watching people act like everything that's happening is a magic trick, sort of like Clark's third law. You know, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. So color revolution is one of those. The color revolutionaries in Parkland, Florida, David Hogg, Emma Gonzalez, Delaney Tarr, Cameron Caskey, those kinds of folks. It is a color revolution. You look at textbook color revolution, it usually draws in student activists. There's fake news. There are so-called spontaneous events and so forth. And everyone in America should be well-versed on Gene Sharp and all of the, you know, peripheral organizations that he wasn't but was affiliated with. The backers of these kinds of, you know, NGO groups and other groups, you go back to in a parallel discussion, you know, I think of Albert Hakim from the Iran-Contra days and how guys like George Soros operate like the modern Albert Hakim, sort of a CIA front guy. And You have the news organizations. Gene Sharp was sort of the progenitor of the modern color revolution, and the torch has subsequently been passed largely to a guy named Srda Popovic. And for folks that aren't familiar with him, there is the – well, with all of this, everyone should watch the Journeyman Pictures documentary that you can find on YouTube. And it is – yeah. It's titled, Does the USA Sponsor Revolutions? We should just play that, but we won't today. Everyone should watch that. It's 27 minutes long. Know who Srda Popovic is. See that Marxist fist that was originally the calling card of Otpor. And then, you know, people found out. And so then it was Canvas. And so anyway, we should all know about that. We should know about Operation Gladio and the strategy of tension and how that works, because Trevor Aronson said in his 2015 TED Talk that, and that TED Talk is titled how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. He said that the FBI is responsible for more terrorism attacks, or excuse me, more terrorist plots than the than Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and ISIS combined. Here in the United States, or in America, the FBI is responsible for more terrorist plots than all three of those organizations combined. So then, if that's true, then why isn't the FBI suspect number one? And so there's this erroneous distinction that's made. Not sure what kind of a fallacy we would call that, but there's an erroneous distinction made that in Trevor Aronson's TED Talk that if nothing happens, like if it's the Pioneer Square deal in Muhammad in Portland, or the Newburgh Four, or the Fort Dix Five, or something like that, nothing actually happened, nothing ended up happening, then, you know, the FBI could be responsible. But if something happens, like the YouTube headquarters nonsense, then that must have been a real thing. That's not true, actually. And one of the incidents that Trevor Aronson mentions in the six possible, you know, real events of all of the events since 9/11 that you could possibly consider something that you couldn't attribute to the FBI, he mentions the Boston bombing. And I always think, when I think of the Boston bombing, one of the first things I think of is Guillermo Jimenez's article over at Traces of Reality titled "The Tsarnaevs and the CIA: Who Was Graham Fuller?" And, you know, how it was basically a family operation. And from there, you get into all of the, you know, I mean, James Corbett has done some good work on the Boston bombing expose, and other folks have too. It's, you know, it's a strange coincidence that these guys that, you know, are basically literally related to the CIA through Graham Fuller, just happened to detonate a pressure cooker bomb at the same place, at the exact same place, at the exact same time that a multi-jurisdictional drill was happening. What a coincidence. And there are all kinds of fun stuff from there. So, but the point is Gladio and the strategy of tension. And what is the strategy of tension? Why do you have Gladio styled events, which coincidentally just happened to come on the scene the same time that the CIA was created after the National Security Act and, you know, morphed out of the OSS. But what is the strategy of tension? You use the Gladio leave behind folks and there are weapons caches. You know, one provocative example of that is the one or two of the firearms that were used at the Bataclan incident in Paris in 2015, traced back to the CIA gun running front company, Century International Arms, CIA, funny initials, owned by the Sucre family, by the way, who that family has kids attending Marjorie Stonemason Douglas High School. Emily and Alicia Sucre, who are also listed on IMDb, coincidentally, like actors like Cameron Caskey, for example, who admits to Bill Maher that he's an actor, but I digress. So, you know, it's interesting. Are they crisis actors? Well, they admit they're actors and there was a crisis. So logically, and it's funny how those things happen. You know, you have these actors. Anyway, those are the kinds of things that everyone should know. Everyone should be looking a little deeper. And speaking of Paris, it was interesting. After the November 2015 Paris attacks, Patrick Pelou was on French radio talking about how what a wonderful coincidence it was that after that incident, they just happened to be coordinating an exercise, multi-jurisdictional exercise, And he was an EMT there, but he was also one of the people. He also works at Charlie Hebdo, coincidentally. And so he was there at the Charlie Hebdo incident earlier that year also. What a fantastic coincidence. And when you hear about all these coincidences, I'm always reminded of Mike Rogers' remarks when he was asked the week after the Benghazi attacks. You know, when Chris Wallace played the Jay Carney press secretary saying, this is not a case of protest directed at the United States writ large. Or, you know, they were talking about this is in response to a video that is offensive. That's what Jay Carney said. And Chris Wallace looked at Susan Rice and said, you don't really believe that. And she said, Chris, absolutely, I believe that. In fact, it is the case. And of course, we've learned subsequently, or, you know, had our suspicions confirmed that, yeah, no, that was patently false. Anyway, in that discussion, Mike Rogers, when he was asked, what do you think? Do you agree with Susan Rice? Was this, you know, in response to a video? Mike Rogers' response was, the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is this. There are coincidences, but they are not likely. And there are a lot of coincidences about this event. So when those things start to stack up, then chances are where there's that much smoke, there's going to be fire. Anyway, watching these things happen, knowing that we should all be aware of these things, it's frustrating when everyone thinks it's a magic trick. Even the seemingly informed don't know about things like Gladio and the strategy of tension. What is the strategy of tension? It's staging terror events so that you can invoke a climate of fear among the general populace. And for what purpose? And then when you start to look through that lens and you understand that Trevor Aronson says, again, from his TED talk, he said, after years of research, I've come to the conclusion the FBI is better at creating terrorists than they are at catching them. That's a bold statement, but you can go through the years, especially in the post 9/11 era, and you can see that there is the more you start looking into this, the more you see there's a very sophisticated network that the FBI maintains that, that is indeed true. You know, one of the things I mentioned recently in the wake of the Parkland incident is there are certain mosques. You know, if you listen to guys like John Guandolo, he'll say that pretty much all of the 2,200 mosques around the country are part of the network, or they are being surveilled by the FBI, DEA, and others, but mainly the FBI. And that their surveillance includes informants who are seeking to basically to suborn folks at these mosques and recruit them to unwitting Manchurian candidate or patsy kind of, you know, add patsy here status in the plots that the FBI literally cooks up. You know, there was that New York Times headline, terrorist plots hatched or helped along by the FBI. New York Times, 2012. There are a number of stories like this. Again, speaking of the way that the FBI put it, you can find the January 23, 2018 FBI releases preliminary. What is that? That's not what I wanted. I want, yeah, this one. Not that one. So November 26, 2010, Oregon resident arrested in plot to bomb Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland. This is an FBI, now it's archives.fbi.gov, but The address, archives.fbi.gov/archives/portland/press-releases/2010/pd11261.htm. That's the address, all lowercase. So from that, down at the bottom of the page, this is fbi.gov. This isn't a secret. This is, they're not even hiding this. And again, this is 2010, so this should be common knowledge. But, you know, you talk to people, oh, yeah, Muhammad, he was a radical Islam. No. Listen to what Trevor Aronson says. It's mentally ill and economically desperate people that the FBI literally preys upon. It's a crime syndicate recruiting criminals. It's like the mob. Really, it is. So anyway, this is from the FBI press release on this incident. Oregon resident arrested in plot to bomb Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland. It says, according to the affidavit, on November 4, 2010, Muhammad and the undercover FBI operatives, plural, traveled to a remote location in Lincoln County, Oregon, where they detonated a bomb concealed in a backpack as a trial run for the upcoming attack. Who has means, motive, and opportunity? Trevor Aronson talks about that in his TED Talk. Maybe we'll play that little clip of that later. Continuing, it says, afterwards, on the drive back to Corvallis, undercover FBI operatives, again plural, questioned Muhammad as to whether he was capable of looking at the bodies of those who would be killed in the upcoming attack in Portland. According to the affidavit, Muhammad responded, I want whoever is attending that event to leave either dead or injured. Now, again, you know, as Trevor Aronson points out, Muhammad is a mentally ill guy. Sammy Osmakosh, James Cromedy. You know, it's interesting. You see these events and you usually, you know, we hear mentally unstable. A person doesn't rent a U-Haul pickup for 2 weeks. And first of all, who can afford that, to learn how to drive a truck and then drive it down Lower Manhattan and jump out with notes falling out of the cab, talking about pledging allegiance to ISIS and, you know, with a paintball gun and a pellet gun? It's absurd. No one does that. So again, Gladio and the strategy of tension. Continuing, though, from the FBI's entry. So it says, upon returning to Corvallis that same day, the affidavit alleges that Muhammad recorded a video of himself, listen, with the undercover FBI operatives in which he read. So they're helping him. And this is a Trevor Aronson did a story on this too. Sammy Osmakosh, same thing. They're helping these guys make martyrdom videos. The FBI is. So it says right on the FBI.gov press release, Muhammad recorded a video of himself with the undercover FBI operatives in which he read a written statement. Who wrote it? That offered a rationale for his bomb attack. On November 18, 2010, undercover FBI operatives picked up Muhammad. You hear that? They picked him up. They gave him a ride to the Christmas tree lighting. Picked up Muhammad to travel to Portland in order to finalize the details of the attack. Earlier this evening, Muhammad was arrested after he attempted to remotely detonate what he believed to be explosives in a van that was parked near the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Guess who provided the van and the fake explosives and the fake detonator? The FBI. Guess who gave him a ride? It says they picked him up. The FBI gave him a ride in their van with their explosives and their detonator. And guess what? He's serving decades in prison now because of the FBI's plot. It was their plot. And there are a number of other stories on this, but that's from FBI.gov. This kind of crap should be common knowledge. So with that in mind, as sort of backdrop, we'll get into what I would call 2A focused stuff, you know, 2A focus or emphasis today, because, you know, so-called news, aka propaganda and such. We'll be right back. No!
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Double vision. Or is it schizophrenia? Anyway. You know, lots going on. Stories up on RBN, we'll talk about those in a minute, but what is the strategy of tension? And, you know, this stuff, I mean, Operation Gladio is actually a documentary, you know, coming out of the Second World War. The reasoning was you have this, you know, a leave behind component of clandestine military personnel and weapons caches hidden all over Europe, so that in the event that communism rears its ugly head again, and was it really conquered? Nah. Fascism conquered? Nah. It just went mainstream. And was the business plot that Smedley Butler blew the whistle on unsuccessful? Well, shortly after that, we got the Roman fascies in Congress and on the dime. So, you know, whatever. But Operation Gladio is a documentary film by Alan Frankovich, published in 1992. Oops. And so, you know, someone blew the whistle, and all of a sudden there were trials in Italy. And during the trials, Vincenzo Vinciguerra revealed that in addition to discrediting left-wing political groups, there had been a second aim behind the bombings to – and these are staged terror attacks – to inculcate a climate of fear among the general populace. Why? This was known as the strategy of tension, which was intended to generate a pervasive sense of fear, which would what? Invoke Stockholm syndrome or deepen it. Which would encourage the populace to appeal to the state for protection. Save me, kidnapper. Save me. Those goofy people need to read R.J. Rummel's book, Death by Government. Understand what the term democide means. Do a little bit of homework. Again, these things should be common knowledge. They need to read, you know, some of the things guys like Daniel Goldhagen have written, the term eliminationism, for example, to get rid of the undesirables. Anyway, and speaking of that, eliminationism is you know, that's what's at the heart of a lot of these political movements too. Rudolf Hess was quoted as saying National Socialism is nothing but applied biology in Malthusian fashion. Anyway, the strategy of tension to invoke a climate of fear, inculcate a climate of fear among the general populace, pervasive sense of fear which would encourage the population to appeal to the state for protection. Is that what we see after things like the YouTube incident or, you know, Parkland or whatever? Who has means, motive, and opportunity? Who has means and opportunity? Well, the intelligence community, FBI, you know, Trevor Aronson. Again, the FBI is better at creating terrorists than at catching them, he says. After years of research, he says. And, you know, you can go to the Project Salaam study, which is titled... Oh, gosh, what is it? Inventing Terrorists, the Lawfare of Preemptive Prosecution, that proves that since 9/11, the post-9/11 prosecutions have been almost 95% preemptive in nature. In other words, it's this kind of thing. The FBI is manufacturing a plot, insert hapless would-be Manchurian candidate or patsy here. And, you know, then they try these people and... It's not our fault that, you know, you couldn't say no, even though there's strong evidence to show that the FBI is very coercive when it comes to these efforts. It's almost impossible to say no, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, the strategy of tension. To generate a pervasive sense of fear that would encourage the population to appeal to the state for protection. So there's motive. Because when you think about it, if the FBI has a history of this kind of stuff, and they do, then if something happens, if there's a strategy of tension event, a Gladio-styled strategy of tension type event, stage terror, then they could say, oh, you know, we need more resources, we need to spy on you more, and we need more resources to spy on you to catch the people that we... terrorize you with. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, here I sit high getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild. A woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Just sitting around drinking with the rest
the
of the guys.
The incomparable Roger Miller.
I bought five, and I spent the groceries and half the rent. I like $14.27. Well, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me. Hive on my highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Nice. Good stuff. So, strategy of tension should be common knowledge. And who has means, motive, and opportunity. You know, if you constantly, you're constantly reinforcing or deepening the Stockholm syndrome and the general populace, kidnapper, please save me. Then you start to build a momentum in that direction, and we've lost our minds. You know, the incident at YouTube headquarters, whatever happened, and maybe we'll get into that a little bit, but you know what NYPD detective, former NYPD detective Pat Brosnan called, you know, it's a female shooter. He said that's beyond rare. What he said is that's a unicorn on a rainbow. That's how rare that is. So we'll get to some of that. But, you know, again, that kind of goes along with Mike Rogers' comments about coincidence. So, you know, how often do we have unicorns on rainbows? And there are a number of weird anomalies in that deal. The biggest is that she wasn't a violent person and, you know, at all, showed no signs, you know, carried ants out to the backyard on a piece of paper. And then suddenly, you know, randomly shot up a place. Anyway, it's interesting that some people don't understand watching what's happening in America. We're being propagandized largely, and I know that the mainstream press that puts stuff out doesn't speak for all of us, certainly not the listeners of this broadcast and this network, but things are happening. We need to be informed, I think. We need to be able to inform our fellow neighbors. The problem is we suffer from the libertarian dilemma, so to speak, that we all want to be left alone. Just leave us alone. And we expect to leave others alone. But, you know, then there are these people that want to change things. And certain people don't understand that, yes, Virginia, there are folks who actually do want to change things. Hayek, in The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10 in particular, Why the Worst Get on Top, sort of talks about this issue and how, you know, he talks about throughout The Road to Serfdom, guys like Henry de Saint Simon, who, you know, is the kind of the father of you know, civil planning, socialist planning, and they admit, you know, it's authoritarian in nature. Socialism and all of this central planning is authoritarian because you have to do that if you want to make things happen, change things. And, you know, then you get to guys like George Bernard Shaw, who, you know, his calling card basically is, from Man and Superman, the sort of change that, you know, the indelicate quote from Maxims for Revolutionists, George Bernard Shaw's Man and Superman, under reason. You know, that quote is, it's sort of the calling card of the bad guys. The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. And it sounds kind of fun, but really it's not. Sounds kind of cool, but really it's not. And that is attributed to the character from the Revolutionist's Handbook and Pocket Companion by John Tanner. That's one of the characters in George Bernard Shaw, Fabian Socialist, Old School Bad Guy, George Bernard Shaw's Man and Superman, published back in 1903. And, you know, when I think of the Revolutionist Handbook, I think of Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, Machiavelli, The Prince. Gene Sharp, From Dictator to Democracy, you know, sort of Popovic's work, that kind of stuff. So anyway, there are these people, you know, and Jefferson, well, just to kind of conclude this thought and we'll go to the phones, that quote that is arguably misattributed to Jefferson, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. My understanding, it's probably better attributed to John Basil Barnhill in the Barnhill-Titchener debate on socialism from 1914, which is an excellent debate, definitely worth reading up on for those interested. But Jefferson did write in a letter to William Short back in 1825, some are Whigs, liberals, Democrats, call them what you please. Others are Tories, serviles, aristocrats, etc. The latter fear the people and wish to transfer all power to the higher classes of society. The former consider the people as the safest depository of power in the last resort. They cherish them, therefore, and wish to leave in them all the powers to the exercise of which they are competent. And as far as how competent they are, Jefferson spoke on that too. If we think the people not capable of exercising their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion through education. This is the true constitutional remedy, he said. So you have these people who are afraid of the masses, so to speak, and they should be, for good reason, because they're up to no good. Enter separation of powers, etc., etc. And then we start to understand what's going on, which, and this all reminds me of Michael Lind's term, Brazilianization, from his 1995 book, The Next American Nation, The Nationalism and the Fourth American Revolution. Maybe we'll talk more about Brazilianization, because that's a brilliant term. And so you have these wealthy technocrats retreating to their enclaves, leaving the rest of us to suffer. But I digress. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, Chris.
I was listening to your commentary, and it brought to mind some current events that I think are worthy of relating in the nexus that ties them together, or to the foundational principles you were talking about.
Pretty much everything. You're right?
Oh, absolutely. It seems like they're studying the past and trying to replicate it in the current day.
A lot of us are speculating that it's actually they're letting us and, you know, in combination with artificial intelligence, for example, learn from us and let us do the heavy lifting. Absolutely.
Well, remembering that artificial intelligence, the operative word there is artificial, so it's fake. And yep. Generally there's a programmer that writes the program for the artificial to operate from. So that's something right. We have to keep in mind. The mindset of the programmer is very dangerous.
Absolutely. But I completely agree, but the concept, the operative concept is machine learning. In other words, writing a program that will learn itself, not necessarily something that is programmed. The most provocative example that I think we saw in recent history was when the Google Translate team added an artificial code base. I forget which one it was, but they added it to the Translate code base, and within 2 weeks, Google Translate had decided that traditionally they would translate unilaterally, in other words, like from English to German and back. And after the injection of artificial intelligence, Google Translate decided all by itself that the best way to translate would be to create its own language. And it did so in less than 2 weeks. And it wasn't programmed to do that. So that's machine learning at work.
Indeed.
Which is really... But you're absolutely right. The programmer, yeah. And what's scarier is if you believe in the Bible and you understand that we're all of a sinful, fallen nature, then all the more so reason for concern, you know, as far as you're talking about with the programmer.
Well, what I wanted to bring to your attention, if you recall back before the imposter president, or POTUS, Obama, left office, is guides, his mentors, his programmers, gave him counsel to start up his Obama's, he called it Organizing for America, which I think could reasonably also account for Obama's fascist army, the Soros-funded, and, of course, Valerie Jarrett and the other backgrounders that helped him devise these schemes were behind that, just a few blocks from the White House. And, of course, they immediately set upon Trump and recording his palatial places, the White House itself, and I think Trump Tower, as I recall. and taking recordings. So if we follow the counsel that they're set forth by doing that, Obama's fascist army, and then we see the iteration of what they termed Antifa, or anti-fascist, as it would be reasonably concluded to mean, they're truly fascists who act as anti-fascists, but they're doing fascist acts, and they're too unenlightened to cognize that what they're doing is actually fascism, much as the brown shirts or the Stasi in Nazi Germany or Bolsheviks themselves in Bolshevik so-called revolution in Russia, which was a revolution against the Christians in Russia, if you will, the Coptic Christians or whatever they term themselves there. I haven't been there, so I don't know. But we see these acts of false flag terrorism, Gladio as you call it, and I think accurately so, the strategy of tension is being applied here in America, dominating the whole human domain, jade helm, as it were, from the Department of Homeland Security, and of course the military aspects of controlling human domain are very, very dangerous here in America, I think. What do you think?
What do I think of what specifically? You said a mouthful.
Well, the Obama's fascist army, the fascist acts of this strategy of tension being applied here in America specifically that we see replicated with all these false flag so-called lone wolf shooting events that are staged scenarios.
Yeah, as Patrick Henningsen points out, they're always known wolves, which is another, you know, thing that's inescapable. It seems like they can never quite escape the, you know, even with Nassim Agdam story, the alleged YouTube shooter. It's interesting that, you know, she was Mountain View police talked to her for about 20 minutes, they said, and nothing wrong with her, you know, so she's known even to that extent. But usually it's the guy was known to the FBI. You go back into the archives, there are some new things happening. You know, the Nassim Agdam narrative is definitely one of those. But historically, over the last, well, you know, in the post 9/11 era, it's always, we hear after the fact, it's the known wolf. And actually, you know, he was talking to FBI informants. Oh, you mean it's one of those kinds of things? It's a Gladio B, Gladio C kind of thing.
Controlled opposition. You're exactly right. In fact, the FBI has been using that strategy of tension. Remember, they're an agency under the Administrative Procedures Act 5, United States Code 551, at SEC. And they operate without law because they're an executive agency under the war powers or the chief executive officer, financial officer, whatever.
It's the Administrative Procedure Act that created the fourth branch, as Senator Pat McCarran said on the Senate floor back in 1946 before they passed Senate Bill 7. He said, we have created a fourth order, if I may so term it. And they went on to reiterate several times, fourth branch, fourth branch, fourth branch. And he kept saying, now we have the executive, legislative, judicial, and the administrative. And he said that Senate Bill 7, which became the Administrative Procedure Act, is a bill of rights for the hundreds of thousands of Americans whose affairs are controlled in one way or another by agencies of the federal government. So today I would ask anyone, who touches the citizen, as they say? Does the White House come knocking on your door? Does Congress, Capitol Hill, does the Supreme Court? No. It's DHS, it's FEMA, it's TSA, it's, you know, and some of those agencies actually literally do touch the citizen, unfortunately. But
your observation is critically accurate, Chris. And the agencies, unfortunately, because they are under the executive privileges, only operate on the employees of the federal government, all, of course, notwithstanding the pretext that having a socialist slavery ID number is called an employee identification number, at least. It's given representation on the back, and they like to pretend that we're all employees of the federal government for their Central Soviet management-style schemes that they like to perpetrate against the people. Without
Geico.
Their...
Geico, government employee insurance company. How can we all get insurance through the government employee insurance company? Anyway, go ahead.
Indeed. And when we understand that even though they call it a bureau or department or whatever else, they're all agencies. And without the change of the Constitution to bind them down, they have obviously, as Frederick Bastiat wisely observed in his treatise, The Law, have risen to their highest level of incompetency. I think that's Peter Drucker, man rising to his highest level of incompetency, and become a complete lawless, rogue group of self-interested operatives because they're private profits corporations, agencies, if you will, under the aegis or the mandate or the privilege, the writs of assistance or right to privateer, if you like that better, under the aspect of the POTUS and his Commander-in-Chief or War Powers Act role.
Yeah. Yep.
I hear the music. Thanks for letting me ride along with you, Chris. Enjoy your commentary on.
You bet, Chris. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate your contribution there, too. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of the National Intel Report. For some reason, I'm kind of stuck on the Hitler thing, you know, on the Nazification of America, National Socialism seems to be a thing. Again, people don't realize. I mean, Karl Marx is sort of the modern progenitor of turning the people against themselves, that concept of weaponizing people against themselves and each other. And I think no one described that, the despicable nature of this practice, better than Nesta Webster in her book World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, published in 1921, when she wrote, "It is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whither they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch." And I would say it's even worse, you know, to guide a blind man to impale himself with his own sword, or to guide two people to impale each other, something like that. You know, that's what it is. That's what Karl Marx represents, the Communist Manifesto represents, and all this kind of stuff. And so National Socialism is that sort of thing. It is a toxic ideology that consumes its adherents. And it's designed to. And then, you know, you get into Anthony Sutton's work and how the puppeteers are orchestrating these groups being played off against one another. And John Spivak writing about the business plot, I think, put it best in his article series back in 1935. Excuse me. Titled Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy. When he wrote that it will be shown in this article series that economic and financial class considerations rise above all others. And, you know, he talked about how these groups were being played off against each other. He even named the names. He, in his article series, he had the little hand-drawn list of names that should have been published far and wide, should still be taught in class today. And, you know, along with things like the Rees Committee hearings and their findings, or, you know, again, what happened as a result of these major pieces of legislation being passed, like the Administrative Procedure Act or the National Security Act or the Agricultural Adjustment Act or things like that. While we're at it, what's been happening in the courts, you know, the adulteration of the American constitutional system. And that all was a result of William Willoughby's deviance, his diabolical brilliance, if you will. And he wrote about it in Principles of Judicial Administration, which is an awful read. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.